Blog Talk Radio.
get into some music here. Here we go.
So beautifully. build it up like the tide just to watch it fall. So I try and try again just to show myself I can. But the waves aren't fazed by my resolve. The foundation's caving in. These walls are wearing thin. And I can't stand to watch it fall apart. In the fire of being sure, it seems that I've lost the war. In the silence.
Filled with the presence us than God himself. We've been given the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit, who's always present with us and in us. And amazing as it is that God will have people with pillars of cloud and fire, how much more incredible is it that we have been filled with the very presence of God by the work of Christ. Jesus made a way for us to know the will of God with every moment as we fellowship with the Spirit of God himself. So how can we follow the Spirit as the Israelites follow the pillars of fire and the cloud? How can we discover the abundance of leadership available to us through the presence of God? First, we must acknowledge our need of his leadership and seek out his counsel. He can only guide us, those who choose to follow. If you choose to go your own way in life, you will step outside of the guidance of his presence. It is in seeking his will that we discover the vast reservoir of the Spirit's perfect leadership. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and you will make straight your paths." So acknowledge him. Acknowledge the reality of the presence in your life in all your ways. Trust his guidance rather than your own understanding, and watch as he makes straight all of your paths. Second, you have to believe that God can and will guide you when you ask for his leadership. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 11 says, "And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire to scorch places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." This world is suffering from the lack of God's guidance. We live in a world of continuously searching, striving, and yearning for some sort of message and leadership. All around us, the blind lead the blind into greater depths of darkness, continually searching for what we have already found in God. God wants to satisfy your desire for leadership. He longs to make you like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. All you have to do is ask him. In James chapter 1, verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and will be given unto him." So God will guide you when you seek him for wisdom. He will lead you to the perfect will he has for you if you humble yourself before him and commit to following him. All you have to do is ask and follow the Spirit's guidance, and however he chooses to lead you, he will make his leadership clear if you stay behind him and listen. So last, you must follow the leadership to experience the fruit of his guiding of your presence. The price of winning lottery tickets remains worthless until it's cashed in. The contents of a gift remain useless until it's opened. You have been given the most incredible gift of all, God's guiding presence in your life. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 and 18 says, "Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you can desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed." So, but until you choose to follow the wisdom of God in your life, you won't experience an ounce of its value. Until you follow the wise guidance of the Holy Spirit, you won't experience the incredible abundant life he has in store for you. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25 commands us, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So persevere today in God's presence. Seek out the wisdom and counsel during guided prayer. Lay the burden of leading your lone life in humanity and loving his shoulders, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in the abundant life he has prepared for you. And so first, meditate on God's desire and ability to lead you. Now, secondly, meditate on the value of God's leadership in your life. Trust in his word. Believe that his wisdom is far greater than your own. Trust in scripture that what he leads you to is far beyond anything you can discover yourself. Now, thirdly, now ask the Spirit for wisdom and guidance in your life. So where do you need the mind of Christ today? What issue before you do you not know how to handle well? Where do you need the leadership of God? Lay your questions at his feet and pay attention to how he responds to you. Wait for an answer in his presence and continue to look for his responses throughout your day. Trust that he will guide you perfectly into every good thing he has for you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. The prayer of Paul to Ephesians is my prayer for you today. May you be blessed with the vast reservoir of God's wonderful guidance. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him. Okay, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know there is hope which he has called you, what your riches and glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is an immeasurable greatness of his power toward us, believe according to the working of the great might. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 and 19. So I highly suggest that you read Proverbs chapter 3, and it'll bring this devotion more into light. Amen. Well, now let me ask you, okay? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of going, traveling this long, hard road, not knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in your life and you need purpose. Or maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever your issue may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you, okay? If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. So if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live, and you will let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, we've got some callers. It looks like we have Jason on the line. Okay, let me bring Jason on. Hey, Jason, how
you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about you?
Yes, sir. I feel the same way. I wanted to say, you said something very important at the beginning of your when you was, you know, quoting the scriptures and all that. I forget what part of the Bible you said it was from, but you said that, you know, the world suffers from a lack of God's guidance. And maybe you could help me out what part of the Bible that's from. But that was very important to hear, man. It was a very powerful statement. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I believe that was I believe that came from James.
Right, yeah, that's real powerful, my man. Like, what do you think about that, sir? Like, it's real powerful to me. Like, it made a lot of sense. I would like to hear what you think about that statement. That was a real powerful statement, man.
Oh, yeah, it is powerful. Because, you know, we all should, learn to live the life of Jesus Christ, okay?
Yes, sir.
And we need to, you know, come together as a people and unify, okay, in Jesus Christ today.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's real powerful, my man. That was some good stuff. And, you know, and I heard some other stuff that you was talking about too though, man. It was just real good stuff, and I want to tell you that recently I've actually been thinking about starting to attend church again. I haven't been to church since I was 13. I'm 26 now though, so I'm really starting to think about getting back into the whole church, you know, going and finding me a church to go to, though. And, you know, so what you said just then, quoting them scriptures, actually resonated with me, though, because I'm trying to find a church to go to, you dig, right now at this present time. So that was real good, man.
Hey, Jason, this is Tony F. I used to be Ken's co-host. He's checking something on my computer because the sound is coming in kind of echoed. Sounds like it's being read over and over and over again. So he's checking on something. So if you just want to keep talking about what we were talking about or continue where you were at with that thought, give him about 2 minutes.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. Go ahead.
But keep talking, please.
Okay. Yeah, I got you, man. It's, you know, he said a lot of powerful things, you know, quoting the scriptures that he quoted. You know, it was real important to hear that.
I don't know. Okay, Jason, 1 minute. Sorry to interrupt you. But now you hear what it's doing?
No.
Yeah.
That's how the whole show has sounded.
It's double echoing.
Yeah.
Everyone really?
Like, row, row, row your boat.
Yeah.
I'm not on speaker, I promise you. I'm actually in a very quiet place in my room right now. There's no noise around, so I don't know where it's coming from, my man. I wouldn't do
it's
so not like
you.
That.
It's blog talk. It's something
yeah,
going
blog
on. Talk,
blog talk, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, when I had my show, they were playing a loop of classical music, okay?
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Everybody in the chat room can only hear classical music. Okay, and the only people that could actually hear me was in the queue.
Well, I can hear you guys very clear right now. I don't know if you can hear me clear, but right now it sounds pretty good on my end. I don't know how it sounds on your end, though. You know.
I hear you clear, loud and clear. Okay.
Okay.
It's the people that are listening to the on
right.
The chat. Oh, everything sounds fine on your end, actually? Well, that's good to hear. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, I hear you guys loud and clear. Yes, sir, I hear you good and clear right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me bring on another person just called and pushed the one key. Let me bring on 432. 432, you're on the air.
How you doing there, Kevin?
Hey, is this Clay Douglas?
Yes, it is. How you been?
Well, how you doing, Clay?
Doing a little bit better. Just here with a little bit of flu. But I'm doing okay.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear, my brother.
Yeah, so what's going on with Blog Talk? You said there's a lot of classical music, a lot of Mozart?
No, it was just they were playing a loop of classical music the other day when I was doing my show, so nobody could hear me talk. Okay. Okay. It was weird.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't hear no type of phone or that type of stuff right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jason, you got anything you wanted to bring to the table tonight?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, I think the classical music you was hearing, though, from my history of Blog Talk is that I think that's actually the preset that they put out. You know, when they say that, well, when people call the show and they say that the show is not online right now, it plays that classical music until the host actually calls into the show. So sometimes when there's a glitch, you know what I'm saying, it'll still play that music, you know, even though you're trying to call in, because Blog Talk is just, they don't have their stuff together over there, period. Like, every few months it happens and it gets bad, you know. That's a preset that they have, that classical music. I've heard it before. It's a preset that the company has, you know, for shows that, you know, the host hasn't called into yet or whatever. So when it glitches, you know, you can call in, but it'll still play it. So, you know, but anyway, like I said, man, the stuff you said at the beginning of the show, my man, the scriptures, man, those were powerful things, my man. I would love for you to go into it, you know, if you had time to do that.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, what do you want to know?
Yeah, you know, that one piece that you said at the beginning, man, you know, that the world suffers from a lack of God's guidance. That resonated with me, like, in a very good way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what's your understanding of that? You know, how you feel about that?
Well, my understanding of that, okay, is that God guides us, okay? Okay, in troubles, and he guides us, okay, and when everything is great, okay, he guides us, okay, period, okay, and all we have to do is open our heart, okay, and listen for God's guidance through the Holy Spirit, okay?
Right.
That's basically what I was
some powerful stuff, man. That, I mean, it really, if you think about it, though, man, you know, just God saying something like that, you know what I'm saying? It just tells you that he understands, the state the world's in, you know what I'm saying? It brings, like, an understanding to that. So, like, when you said it, my mind was just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it said that, because, like I told you, I'm really trying to find a church to go to right now, though. I ain't been to church since I was 13 years old. I'm 26 now, so it's been a long gap, though. But right now, though, I'm actually looking for a church to get into, you know, and try to get back into the rhythm, because I've been out of touch for so long, you know what I'm saying? So whenever you said that,
right,
it resonated with me, and I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it said that, because it makes sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, what type of church are you looking to go into?
Any church that is real. It don't matter, my dude. It's just anybody that, you know what I'm saying? Any church that just feel like home, you dig what I'm saying? I'm with it, bro.
Right.
Any church that just, you know what I'm saying, just knows God, you dig, and they don't talk to me like they preaching to me like they somebody special and all these things. Just a church that has fellowship, basically what I'm saying. You know what they, you know what I'm saying? That they actually involve the congregation instead of just preaching to them. You know, stuff like that. I'm looking for a church that just, you know what I'm saying, has fellowship, not necessarily a preacher. It's just something that fellowships with people of God, basically. You know what I'm saying? Same
right,
thing you
can
do in your living room, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure they got non-denominational churches in your area.
Yeah, they got a few of them down here. And my older brother and his wife actually go to one. I'm looking forward to actually checking it out, though. But you know, I'm nervous, but I'm ready to go see what it's about. You know, and I'm willing to give it a try.
Give the church a try, okay? I mean, because I mean, you can meet other godly people, okay? You know, you can have fellowship with them and be in unity with them, and all that good stuff. And if you need to get baptized, you can get baptized if you haven't been baptized already.
Yeah, in 26 years, I haven't been baptized my entire life, my man. But I've never even thought about that. That's crazy, right? I've never even thought about it, man. Like, I've lived such a crazy life, my dude. I've never even thought about that. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean that. I mean, when you're ready to do it, it'll come. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and He will let you know that you need to get baptized. Okay.
I feel like He's starting to do that. I feel like He's starting to do that because, like, I ain't never felt like this. The last time I went to church was when I was 13 years old. You dig? And I didn't understand what I was doing when I went there. But now, as a grown man, you know, all these years, I'm 26 now, so it's been a long time. And you know, recently I've been thinking about it, like, man, you might need to go to the church, my dude, and stop hanging out by yourself. Because I'm a loner, right? I don't like messing with people and all these things. So I'm by myself a lot of times. You dig what I'm saying? So I feel like I might want to go to church instead of being with my own thoughts all the time that ain't leading me nowhere. I might need to go to a church, you dig, and talk to the pastor or whatever, talk to the preacher, the congregation, and, you know, have conversations with them, you know, and just fellowship. I feel like that'll be a better environment for me, especially coming from
because, you know, you can go to Bible study. You can go to Bible study classes, okay? It's a lot easier being in a Bible study, okay, with other people than just doing it by yourself, okay? And sometimes it can bring up, you know, things, you know, that you thought you understood, and maybe you had it messed up, you know what I'm saying? And you can hear other people talk about it, okay, and interact. Yeah, so church has
that sounds good, my man. That sounds good, dude, because, you know, I dropped out of ninth grade. I'm not a scholar. I don't know big words all the time and stuff like that. I'm very uneducated, you know what I'm saying? But I do have a lot of questions, so I would love to get into a church, you know, that would actually sit down and talk to me about the questions that I have so they could explain it to me better, because I don't know everything. I've never claimed to know everything. I got my own understanding about stuff, but, you know, I don't know a lot of stuff, you know, especially when it comes to God and stuff like that. I know a little bit. And I think I know more than what I actually know, you know what I'm saying? So I think my own thoughts defeat me in that sense, but I would love to get in a church that I could actually sit on and have this conversation with people with and hear all these different views and stuff, you know, so I could deter, you know, which one makes sense, you know what I'm saying? It's been a thought in my mind lately, I ain't gonna lie. I've been thinking about
it. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit convicting you, okay? So, you know, you definitely should go.
Yeah. I might do that this Sunday. I might mess around and go. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All it starts is, okay, is to walk in, okay, and you go from there. Okay. I mean, you know, the first church you go to, if you don't feel it's right. And it may not be for you, okay? So experiment, okay? Go to different churches until you find the right one that you feel the most comfortable in, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I got a little story to tell you, though, my man. Like, okay, so my family was raised like Baptist, you know, stuff like that. So whatever. When we was growing up, right? My family would always tell me that if Jehovah's Witness come to the door, you dig what I'm saying? Like, don't answer the door and all these things. So when I moved to my new place, you know, the Jehovah's Witness actually came to the community that I lived at. They would knock on your door, though. So one day I went outside and I actually talked to them. But I told them, I said, look, I don't know what you guys is about, bro. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to talk about God, we'll talk about God or whatever, though. So they was like, all right, cool. So we had like a 2 or 3 hour conversation about God. You dig what I'm saying? And so when they left, they would keep bringing people back to my house to talk to me though, and all this time. I don't know if they were trying to convert me or they were just trying to have a conversation, but I really spoke real things to these people, and I think that they really liked the conversation. So I've had Jehovah's Witness, I've had Catholics, I've had Methodists. It's a whole bunch going on, but I just want to go to some place that, you know, that wants to fellowship about God. You dig what I'm saying? I don't want to go to some place that has a pastor talking to me like I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? You don't want to be talked down to. You want to be on an equal basis. Okay?
Yeah, I just feel like everybody, you know what I'm saying, it's a fellowship instead of somebody just preaching at you for 3 hours. Like, everybody should get involved. Everybody should bring up, you know, what they're going through, you dig, so that somebody can help them overcome it. And, you know, things like that. Fellowship, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should be involved in the building. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. But it's hard to find that nowadays, you know.
It truly is. I mean, Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you got pastors, they've got an agenda, okay, they want to get their sermon out, okay, and, you know, and some, you know, like with me, when I preach on Sundays, I usually give out a good message, okay?
Right.
Okay, but I also try to get people to interact if I get people to call in, okay? But very rarely on Sunday, for some reason, I don't get callers. So I don't get a chance to interact with
really?
People, but to have fellowship with them.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, that's
yeah.
Everybody calling to you so every other day of the week. It's crazy they don't call in on Sunday. That's funny. Wow.
Yeah, they don't call in on Sunday. Nobody calls
That's
in
weird,
on Sunday.
Man.
Yeah,
That's weird.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, they don't call in on Sunday. For some strange reason, Sunday is like off limits to callers. It's been that way for the last, since March of 2015.
Oh, wow. You know, and I've called into you so before, my man. So you know, you've heard my views on certain things and stuff like that, my dude. But I don't. You know, it's just like when you're starting to wake up, right, and you're starting to see, you know, the stuff that God's trying to show you. It's like you don't know everything when you think you know it. You dig what I'm saying? So along the way, you know, you talk all this stuff. You know, you do these things, but as you wake up, you start to see, you know, what I'm saying, what's really real. So therefore, you know, I don't want you guys to hold it against me. You know, some of the stuff I've said, I believe a lot of what I said. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still in the process of waking up, though. You dig what I'm saying? So I got a lot more to learn, and I don't want to come off as somebody that just knows everything. Yeah, I don't want to come off like that because I don't know much.
I appreciate your input, okay? Okay, it says to me like you got a head on your shoulders, okay?
I try to have it. I try. I used to not have it, but I'm kind of getting it now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, the more we walk with God, the more he reveals to us. Okay?
Right.
You know, if we walk with God daily, we talk to God, okay, daily, okay, yeah, like I said, he will guide us, okay? And he'll guide you in the right way.
Yeah, I know. I always found the story about Noah very interesting, right? Because I used to suffer from an alcohol problem, right? I had alcoholism. You dig what I'm saying? But my mom and them always used to tell me the story about Noah. You dig what I'm saying and stuff like that. And I was wondering if you could explain that story to me because I never read the Bible in my life, my dude. I ain't gonna lie to you. So like,
you have never read the Bible yet?
For brief synopsis, no, man, I've never opened it in my life. I'm recently just starting to think about all of this. Like, I've lived a very hellish and very violent life, my dude. That just recently, I'm starting to like say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just recently coming to that. You know what I'm saying? So I've never opened it a day in my life. I know little things here and there from what my mother and all them told me, but I've never read it myself, my dude. So, I mean, could you tell me a little bit about the story of Noah? You know, I've heard them say that to me before, but I don't really know.
Well, yeah, Noah, for 120 years, okay, built the ark, okay? Okay, and while people were constantly looking at him, putting him down, saying he was crazy, that it's never rained, what are you doing? Okay, there's no ocean, there's no water nearby. Okay, why are you building this? Okay, but he followed God's commands, okay? So Noah was a man of God, okay? But after the flood and after he got back on dry land, okay, for some reason he got involved with the grape, the wine, okay, and he became a drunkard, and his sons, okay, noticed this, okay, and brought it up to him, okay, so that's why they say Noah was a drunkard, okay, because of what he did after okay, coming on the dry land and finding the grape.
Wow. So he basically was a man of God, and then when God, you know, instructed him to build the ark because there was going to be a big flood, right? That so he did all that, and then afterwards he succumbed to the alcohol.
Yeah, he got involved with the fermented grape. Yep.
That's crazy. So I'm doing it before I got it. So I'm doing it before I've known God for real. So I think I might be all right because I done did this. I've been a drunkard for a long time, my dude. You know that I'm not proud of that. You dig what I'm saying? I got hooked when I was real young. You know what I'm saying, my dude? I used to hang out with a lot of older people. So I got hooked on alcohol when I was probably about 16 years old. You dig what I'm saying? I've been drinking ever since then. I'm 26 now, though. And I literally drank every day from 16 up until present time. You dig what I'm saying? So this, you know, yeah, I really suffer from this, my dude. It's, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I guess my parents and them always told me about that story, though, you did, because I guess it was important, but I never understood it. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm in the process of trying to overcome all these things. You know what I'm saying, though? I lived a very violent past, my dude. Like, brother, man. Dude, so you know what I'm saying? I'm just now starting to be like, okay, you might need to do something different. You know what I'm saying? You might need to go figure out what God really talking about because you tripping. You feel what I'm saying? I had to tell myself these things. Like,
yeah, I hear you. Okay. You know, I mean, like I said, we all have a past. Some good, some bad. Okay. But we don't need to let the past define who we are. Okay. Okay, we should live for the present and the future, okay, and let the past be the past.
Well, I agree. Yeah, you know, I believe, I know the Bible talks about being reborn again, you did, so I feel like when you're reborn again, the past, it don't even exist anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, when you get reborn, okay, your old self is cleansed. You're no longer part of that, okay? Okay, when you accepted Jesus Christ to come into your heart, okay, he forgave you of everything, okay? So you start out with a brand new slate.
Well, that actually makes sense, you did, because, you know, what it says about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, right? I believe that we have to be reborn again and able to receive that blessing that he did for us. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that makes perfect sense then. Yeah, I mean, okay, so if Jesus died for our sins or whatever, though, so therefore I can only receive that blessing that he did, that sacrifice he made for us, if I'm reborn again and welcome into my life, then yeah, that makes perfect sense then. That's a heck of a thing, man. That's crazy.
That's what he came into this world for. He was living and dying, okay. He knew when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, okay, that he was going to be tried and tested, okay. And he asked the Father to give him strength to carry out his will, not his, okay. Because he knew the next day he was going to be pretty hard on him. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, that makes me respect him even more, though, you dig? And not to use a foul word to describe him, though, but from where I came from, like, it sounded like Jesus was a gangster. You dig what I'm saying? Like, he went into a situation knowing he was going to die, though, but he stood up. Like, that's a man. Like, that's real stuff right there, my dude. That's real. Like, that's some.
Yeah.
You got to be a strong, you got to be something serious to be like, okay, I'm finna go down here and die, but I'm going to do it with class. Like, that's crazy. That's some gangster stuff. He wasn't no punk. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he suffered for us, okay, so we will be, cleansed of our sins, okay,
we can now go to
the Father, okay, through Jesus Christ, where before, okay, it was hard to talk with God. I mean, God only came to
Adam and Eve thing, right?
People.
That happened with the whole Adam and Eve situation, right? Like what we felt from God with the whole Adam and Eve situation. I guess that's where it was, and then Jesus came after that, right? Yeah. So okay, that makes sense.
Yes. Sin entered the Garden of Eden. Okay. Let me bring on a caller and they press the one key. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is Alfred. How you do today?
I'm doing fine, Alfred. How are you?
Ah, good. I was hearing your about putting your heart on. That's good, though. Hello.
Say that again?
You were talking about putting the heart on of Jesus Christ. Is that good?
Yes, that's good, yes.
Ah, good. Who is the person that is calling you? Is that Jason?
His name is Jason. Would you like to talk with Jason?
Oh, I thought Jason. This is Alfred. How you doing today?
All right, man. How you doing?
I am doing very, very good. You are looking for churches? No?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, my man. I've been really thinking about finding one, yeah.
Oh, that's too good. Yeah, you know, you and Mandatacon have something very, very interesting together. He also dropped out of the ninth grade.
Right.
Yeah. You and Mandatacon should become friends.
Well, I ain't against nobody becoming my friend. I mean, I ain't against nothing like that. They got
no,
sense.
But I do agree with you. Mandatacon, act like a woman.
Oh, you must have heard the other podcast I was on. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah,
that was understanding the times we live in today.
Yeah. Right. It must be that he has...
That was fun.
Must be,
that was a good conversation.
Must be that he has a different type of hormone.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just that, you know, he took on the nature of his mother like I did at first, too. I had the same exact thing, but I was able to overcome it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I need to do that.
Congratulations.
I thought so.
Man should not be acting like a woman.
No, sir, not at all. You're right. Yeah, I mean, it's not natural.
Because Mandatacon, I mean, Mandela, that's a girl's name, no?
Well, I don't want to speak about the brother when he's not here to defend himself. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Oh,
but
no,
yeah,
no, you're good.
I just wanted to say that you guys have something to together. You guys both dropped out of the ninth grade.
Right, I'm very uneducated. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I just wanted to say hello. Can you put me back on mute?
Yeah, sure I can, Alfred. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. We got another caller, 111.
Hi,
111,
Kenny.
You're on
this
air.
Is Sam. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Is this Sam?
Yeah, this is Sam. You left your scarf and jacket at my apartment last night. Do you want me to bring them over?
I didn't go anywhere last night.
Well, Kenny, are you sure?
I didn't go anywhere last night. It was my birthday. I celebrated it at home.
Okay, well, your mini condoms fell out of your jacket, and I put them in a Ziploc bag. I'm not sure if these are the extra thick condoms to prevent the AIDS, but you're welcome to come pick them up anytime, honey.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. Wow. See you soon.
Bye.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't sense a caller. Okay.
Right, that's real, man. But wow. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't go anywhere last night, so.
That is crazy. People really hit your show, don't they?
I think they love it. Okay. But they just like to call in. Well, we got some more callers. Okay, let's see who these are. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try this again.
I don't think they have jobs, my man. I really don't think that they have anything to do in the morning. Because I wouldn't waste my time, like, doing that on somebody. So, what is that?
They're just echoing. Let's try it again.
That's actually an effect that somebody's using to play with you right now. I know what that sounds like. They're actually using an effect to disrupt your show right now. That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, well,
an
you
echo,
know.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly who it is, but eventually I will find out. Okay, one more.
Hey,
one
what's
more
up
one, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Tyreek.
Hey, what's up, Tyreek?
I'm all right, man. Just over here, you know, listening to y'all talk. Yeah, you know, last time I was talking to Jason, I was telling you guys about my testimony, and the next day I fell, and I went back to what I was doing before. You know, and I think if I wouldn't have shared my testimony, I wouldn't be doing that no more. So I blame this show. I blame you. I blame Jason for it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, man, because, you know, like, you made me all feel good and stuff, you know. And I didn't want to share my testimony. I haven't shared my testimony in years.
You want to share it right now?
Nah, I don't think I want to do that, man. Because if I do, I'll probably just go all out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, do it.
Well, no. He shared a testimony.
I shared it.
It was about he got involved back into fellatio. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, man, gotcha. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to quit, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to quit right now, man, you know, but...
So,
you know,
are you the one doing the fellatio, or are you talking about, like, women doing it on you? Like, I don't understand the context.
Nah, well, see, I'm going to have to share my testimony again with you, man. When I was a kid, my mama used to prostitute me. And she used to have different kind of men, you know, and also one of my school teachers, and she used to make me perform like fellatio because I wouldn't be giving up the other end, you know what I'm saying? So she would always say, if you don't give up the booty, you better be stuck in them dicks. And so that's what I did, you know. And so when I called and I shared my testimony, the next day I fell, man.
Well, that was just Satan to turn you back to your old self because you shared your testimony. You got out into the open. So that was just him deterring you back to what you've always known your entire life. If you ain't strong enough to fight that, then you need some help, brother.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? And I don't need to be doing that stuff, but, man,
right.
For some reason, it went on my mind. I went to a gay club. I went in the back, and I started doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so you went to all the wrong places, my man. That's why you deterred back to it. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but you see, when I was little too, like the pastor, I used to do him too, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can't, you know, like, how do I know?
Did you go to a Catholic church when you was younger?
No. I went to a Baptist church.
Right. Well, that wasn't a real church, my man, if the pastor's got you doing that. That was a church of Satan, my man. I hate to tell you that.
Yeah, man.
That was,
because he used to say, hey, if you do this, Jesus be good with you. And he used to tell me that when I used to swallow it, that that was the communion of Christ. And, you know, that had me back, you know, thinking about that stuff. But I know he was wrong. And my mama was wrong. But she's not here no more. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she gone.
Right, but your loss is too, my brother, because if you believe in all that mess right there, you need some help, my guy. Like, that's bad.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish it was like a triple A, you know what I'm saying? Like, a blowjob, alcohol anomalies, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that, you know what I'm saying? To help me.
You don't need all that, brother. You just need to return to God, my man, so you can restore your natural state so that stuff drops away from you.
Yeah, man. You know, like, I hear you. You know, I'm just trying to get off it, man, because I know it's wrong.
I know. I hear you. I know. It's all a struggle to get out of that fallen state, my man. It's hard, brother. It's damn near impossible. Excuse my language. Almost impossible to
I
do
know,
it.
Man. Oh, I know, man. You know, it just feels good. You know what I'm saying? It feels good, you know?
It feels good to the flesh, but not the spirit. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to the body we're in, but not to the spirit. That's why you feel convicted about it. The spirit and the flesh are different. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But... yeah, man, I'm gonna try to get off that stuff, man, because I'm gonna tell G. Hey, Pastor, can you pray for me?
Yeah, I can pray for you.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Jason, you want to pray for him?
Yeah, you're the pastor, my man. I don't want to do that because I feel like I was doing an injustice. I ain't no pastor. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never read the Bible, my dude. I'm gonna let you take it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying anybody can pray.
Okay.
Well, okay, my son, Tariq. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, okay, that God strengthens you, gives you wisdom, gives you knowledge, okay, so that you don't go back into your old ways. Okay, I pray that God will instruct you on what to do. Okay, I pray that God will guide you. Okay, along this path that you take. Okay, I pray that. Okay, that in the name of Jesus. Okay, that you will come to an understanding. Okay, that what you're doing is wrong. Okay, and that you don't need to do that anymore. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, man.
You're so welcome, my brother.
Thank you. Is there any more callers on here?
Yeah, we got some, but I don't know if they're going to be good callers. Okay, let me see. Oh, man. Yep.
What is that? Come on, man.
Echoes. Try this again.
Try this again.
Hi, Kenny. It's Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Kenny, there is a special for Delta Airlines for tickets to Hotlanta. I wanted to know if you want to go on a twink trip this weekend.
No, I can't go anywhere this weekend.
Sorry, Kenny?
Is I can't go anywhere.
Yay?
Huh?
Well, can you find some friends? I really want to go. There's a gay pride parade this weekend in Hotlanta. Maybe Wanda? Is Wanda in? Wanda.
You talking about Pastor Wanda? That's where
yeah,
she lives in Atlanta. She lives in Atlanta.
Maybe we can stay with her. What do you think?
I don't know.
Do you know anyone else that lives in Hotlanta?
No, not really.
Well, that's too bad. I'm going to go alone then, Kenny. Is that okay? You're not going to be jealous, are you?
No, no. You can go
no.
and have a good time.
Okay, I'll pencil you in for the next twin trip, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye for now, Kenny.
Bye, Sam. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Let's see who we got now. 1111.
Yeah, them people got mental problems, brother. Like, they're not, the lights are on, but nobody's home. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not all the way there. So
yeah,
I
no.
That's not
okay.
Dope.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Okay.
Wow. I guess they think that's scary or something. I guess they're like trying to intimidate. I don't know. Why is it that your show has so many callers that don't have any, like, they don't have any sense? Like, what is it about this show that just attracts all the crazy?
To tell you the truth, I do not know. That is one good question. And that is one really, really great question. I do not know.
I don't know either, my man. That's crazy, man. We were having a good conversation, then all this mess. Every time I call in, it's the same thing, my dude. I don't get it. It's like, call and have a conversation. Don't call and act like a three-year-old. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you why people do that. I think I got the same culprits calling in again, wanting to do the echo calling. Okay, I got another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 111s, 6 111s. Okay. So
that's
I don't
crazy,
know.
Pastor. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I don't know why people wanna call into a godly show and just do that. That's crazy.
You think it's a guy from Houston?
Say what?
You think it's them guy from Houston?
No, Howard Stern actually talks. Okay, because I had a person from Howard Stern call me a while back, and I was doing my best to lead him to Christ. Okay, he wasn't hearing nothing about it. Okay.
Oh shoot, man.
Hey, you know what's crazy,
yeah,
Pastor Ken? Oh, I'm gonna tell you this. You know what's crazy, my man, is that I'm not a gay dude at all, right? But I call into your show because you have good conversations and all that, right? And I don't hate you,
yeah.
Nothing like that. So when other people call in and do these things, my dude, I'm sitting there thinking like I'm the prime example of like. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of people these days, you know what I'm saying? They hate people, you know what I'm saying, without even knowing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even a homosexual or a gay or whatever they call themselves these days, but I call into your show because we have good conversations. And you talk about the Bible, these things like that. You know, you speak about God. You're a nice dude. So I don't understand why everybody else got to feel like they got to call in and just be facetious on the show. Like, I don't understand, like, who raised them. You know what I'm saying? Like, where they get this from. It blows my mind.
I don't know. Okay, it's like, well, you know, there's trolls out there, and they go through different blog talk shows and troll them, okay?
Yeah, I've heard them on
okay.
a couple of them. They kind of like follow you around like a leech on your butt or something. They like weird. I don't understand what they do with themselves. I don't know.
Well, you know, I've known Pastor Kent for a long time, and his views have as changed over the years. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I can't really speak for Pastor Kent. I mean, he might call in here soon. Okay. I got a lot of 111 calls. I mean,
those are the ones you got to look out for. Yeah, those are the ones you need to filter out, because those are the ones that'll be doing all that mess that ain't nobody trying to hear for real. Like, you got a limited show, you know, you got limited time on the show you did, so that when you independent clown, you become part of the circus, big brother. So I believe in, you know, you need to filter some calls. When it comes for them unknown numbers like that, brother, you might want to filter that, because people are called in to be facetious, you know, and if you entertain a clown, you become part of the circus. That's what I was always taught. So if they doing that, my dude, I wasn't entertaining them. You know what I'm saying? Just give them that little 10 seconds to fame, whatever they want to do, and just let them be, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to stop doing it. You dig what I'm saying? But if you entertain them, that's when you give them power. If you don't entertain them, then they just got to go somewhere else. They're like leeches, you know what I'm saying? They got to go to another source, another host.
Like I said, I don't entertain them. Okay, I mean, I'll answer the call. Okay, and if it's an echo, I just X them out. Okay, okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't entertain the caller. Okay.
Right.
I gotta give everybody a chance to speak.
The way that you don't
okay?
filter calls, that's cool, my man. Dude, because a lot
you know
of shows
saying?
Do filter calls,
so
the fact that you don't do that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if this 111 is going to be a good caller. Okay, we don't know. Okay, 111, you're
Kenny,
on the air.
It's Sam. Hi, Kenny, it's Sam. I just had
okay,
one
Sam.
Little bit for Jason. I just had one little bit for Jason since he was talking about the gays. I want to instruct him that I am not gay. I am actually a pansexual. We don't.
We need to get with the time.
Sorry?
Are you cooking a pan? What are you saying? A pan what now?
Pansexual.
What does that mean?
Do you need me to educate you?
I have no idea what that means.
So Kenny is familiar with this. Also, Pastor Ken. Pansexuals, we're attracted to people irregardless of their sex or gender identity.
So you're bisexual?
No, bisexual means two. Pansexuals are many.
Okay, so you're attracted to men and women, unless it's the other stuff that they tell you there's like 100 different genders, so y'all like all of that stuff, right?
Gender is just a social construct. You need to get with the times.
Yeah, it's for good reason.
Excuse me?
I didn't fart. It's for good reason.
Kenny, let's get this man. You are a man, right?
At 100%. Absolutely.
Kenny, I don't accept this anti-LGBTQIA fellow.
Well, I'm talking to the pastor. He cool people. Why you can't be like that?
I accept everybody. Okay, they don't have to have the same views as us. Okay?
Right.
Everybody is entitled to their own view and opinion. Okay? And I respect the man, okay, to come on here and we want to say his opinion. Okay?
Right,
well, Kenny, I just want to add one more thing. Jason, it's polite if you ask what my preferred pronouns are next time. You should really get
into
this practice.
I'm not going to do that. Well, I'm not going to do that, but I respect you anyway.
You don't have to do it, but it's polite.
Well, I'm not going to be polite, then. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. I don't know them all. I'm not educated in that. There's like too many to remember. My brain
well,
is strong.
Well, that's why you ask. We're welcoming.
So what
just
are your pronouns?
Me and Mer.
What does that mean?
Those are my pronouns. You can refer to
what
me
do they
in
mean?
Either tense. Me and Mer. M-H-E-R.
What do they mean?
their pronouns, sir.
I know what a pronoun is, but like, what do they mean? I barely finished ninth grade. I ain't going to lie to you.
These are linguistic terms.
Right.
You can substitute them for nouns. So instead of calling me Sam, you can say me or Mer.
So I can't call you Sam?
You can also call me Sam.
Yeah, if that's your name, I'm going to call you that. I'm not going to do the rest of that. I'll call you your name.
Sam also stands for sexual active me.
Well, if that's your name, I'll call you that, but I'm not going to do the rest of that.
Well, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll call you your name. Absolutely, yeah.
Very good. Very good. So you learned something today. Thank you.
I did.
Yes, amen.
Okay, Kenny. I just wanted to educate the fellow here. I think my job is finished.
Okay, Sam.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Oh, all right. Let's see who we got here.
That one wasn't so bad.
No. Let's see who we got here. Another 111.
Yo, Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with JC on 100%. He keeps it 100. He's putting in that work. He's about that. He's about that life, you know?
Yeah. So how you doing, bro?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. Just, you know, just hanging low, trying to keep it real, you know?
I hear you.
Sorry I wasn't able to wish you a happy birthday last night, but I saw the pictures and looks like y'all had a fun time. Goodness.
Those pictures are not real pictures.
The ones that Rico took with Tony F?
They're not real.
Who's the Sam guy? Did y'all just randomly hook up or who
no,
is that?
I don't really know him.
Oh, what, did you like blackout or something last night or what?
No, I didn't go anywhere last night. I was home. I didn't go anywhere.
Where did Sam came to that house later on or what?
No. No. Sam never showed up.
The Sam that called in earlier. That,
yeah, I know
that you partied with
yeah.
last night. That you left your. Well, I ain't gonna say what you left over there. I mean, but you know what you left over there.
No, I didn't leave anything over there. Okay, because I wasn't there.
I'm confused. But anyway,
it's okay, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't go anywhere last night. I didn't leave anything over in his house. Okay. So.
Yeah. So Tony F, if you're listening, Kenny 100% does not know who Sam is. They are not, you know, doing the, you know,
no.
the stuff on the low. Wink, wink.
No. Yeah.
Yep. I got
no.
you, Kenny.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well,
but JCon, you're from Texas, right?
Right.
You sound just like you know that the rapper Bubba Sparks.
Yeah, I've had that comparison before, my man.
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Yeah, I know it.
Is Haystack? Is he from Texas too?
Who is that?
Haystack.
I don't know who that is, my man.
Oh, okay. That's just another white rapper.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
What's that
what
noise
is going
background?
On in the background? Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's just ridiculous. Who raised them? What are they doing?
Kenny, you still there?
What was you saying, my man?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what that is. I guess somebody playing something on while they're talking or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Here, Kenny, I gotta put myself on mute, but I may be back on in just a bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Okay. We got a person from 321. Okay. Okay, here we go. 321, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Good night. Good evening. This is Eugene down here in Titusville, Florida. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine, Eugene. How are you doing?
Well, I want to say to my Nubian friend there, Assalamu alaikum, to my brother, Jason. I appreciate the way you're keeping it real. Keeping it real. 100, my brother.
I don't know if it's real. It's just what I say. I don't know. People can interpret how they want to. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate how you're keeping it real, and I appreciate how you don't appreciate the gays, because I don't appreciate the gays either. And there's a lot of gays down here in Florida. They come down here from all over the United States, and they like to hang out on the beaches.
Don't do that, but I appreciate all people. I just want to help them overcome that. I don't hate them at all.
Amen. I definitely agree. And sweet Lord, baby Jesus Christ can help everybody overcome their homosexuality and their gayness.
Yes. Real.
What do you recommend for somebody like our gay pastor friend here, Ken?
Well,
what do you recommend for him to overcome his gayness?
Well, that's a good question, but I would always ask people, do you want to overcome it? First off, that's a very important question. And if you don't, then I can't tell you anything about how you're living your life. But if you come to me and say that you want to overcome it, then I probably could send you somewhere that could help you. But if you don't want to overcome it, you're doing what you're living your life, I can't stop you from doing that. It's not my business anymore. It's your life. Know what I'm saying?
I want to ask my brother Jason there, you ever do any yard work, any maintenance, landscaping, anything around the house?
Oh, yeah, man, but I done worked in onion fields. I done been on spreading pine straw, doing landscaping. I worked cows, horses. I done did about everything, man, yeah.
Okay. I've been having a problem out here with some crabgrass, and a brother named Joe Gibson told me to spray Roundup on the crabgrass, and it killed every damn thing in my yard, so I had to go ahead and replant it. So it was a real tragedy.
Well, that's
so I recommend.
Your fault. You
well,
listen to somebody without doing your own research, my man.
He acted like a man who knew what he was talking about. Turned out he was a dumb son.
You should have done your own research, though, my man.
I felt like he turned his back on me and gave me bad advice, so I've been really down
about
it.
No, you listened to bad advice. That was his fault. You shouldn't have took him for his word. Should have went and did your own study.
Well, I feel like a real son bitch right now.
You should. What is that? Oh, man.
I heard that earlier.
What is that?
Somebody said fellatio earlier.
Yeah, they playing all kind of stuff in the back, my man. I don't know what's going on. They acting like children.
They're playing at Tony Gaga. Okay, he's a show, on Blog Talk. On Sunday night.
So he has his own show?
Yeah.
So why is he on yours?
Somebody's playing a recording.
Oh, I got you. Well, you remember what I said, if you entertain a clown, you become part of the circus, my man? You got to let the clown be the clown. You hear this? They're exposing themselves, so let them just do it, you know? That's what it is. I mean, everybody listening.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, everybody listening knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I got a question for my brother Jason. Can I ask him a question?
Sir.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a white man, and I don't want you to hold that against me. But I've always wondered, when you're a Nubian brother like yourself, do black people get a sunburn?
I don't know what Nubian means. You got to educate me. I don't know what that means.
Well, you're kind of African, kind of an African descent. Kind of darker.
I'm absolutely white, though. I promise you. I was just raised in a black and Hispanic community growing up, so that's where I got my accent from. But I promise you, I'm very white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got egg on my face. I apologize. I feel like a real dumb son of a bitch.
You didn't say nothing wrong. You didn't say nothing wrong.
Well, being a colored boy, I apologize because I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry.
I'm not offended at all, my man. You ain't do nothing wrong. Relax.
Well, no.
You ain't got a tiptoe around me like a liberal, my man. I don't get offended like that. I got tough skin. You ain't got to worry about that.
All right. Well, okay. Okay, I guess we're going to end the show. I want to say thank you to all my callers. I want to say God bless you. Thank you to everybody that's listening on the chat room. Matt Mark, Jessica Blumley, hello. Okay, Ashley Armbruster, okay, Tony Farrar, everybody called in tonight, Sam, Bo, Eugene, okay, Jason, God bless you, have a wonderful night, okay, and have a great week, amen.
Yeah, you too, man.
All righty, have a good one now.
Yeah.
God bless.